seems that when Horace Greeley said, "Go west, young man," Brigham Young took him at his word. He succeeded in leading an entire entourage of budding Mormons out of the wilds of Salt Lake City and turned the old salt flats into a spanking new religion. He also turned the world on its ear by proclaiming polygamy as its official marital status. Over the years, so the story goes, he became an avid student of the practice himself, to the tune of 27 wives, which is more than enough to keep a husband in honeydew lists for a very long time. Apparently, there was no house large enough to accommodate all of them at once. Besides, it would have created a peck of problems. So, being the visionary that he was, Mr. Young arranged a number of separate households, 27 to be exact. That's one for each wife and their children, in case you're not following too closely. He had a trusty servant, John, whose job it was to run across town to one or another of the houses and fetch the woman Brigham Young decided to spend his evening with. John faithfully carried out his duties in rain, sleet, and snow, running from house to house, picking up the chosen wife, and fetching her back the following morning. Then he would go home himself and resume his duties at sundown. Not bad, eh? Apparently John didn't think so either, for he managed to serve Mr. Young faithfully for a good number of years. One winter, however, a blizzard suddenly came up and dumped a heap of snow on Salt Lake City, and John was found dead the next morning, buried under 3 feet of fresh snow. I don't have to tell you, his boss was devastated, along with his immediate family, which was by then rather extensive. I know it's a strange little story, but I like to tell it as a warning that it's not too much sex that kills you. It's running after it that does. This has been A Tale in 2 Minutes. I'm Jay Stetzer, the storyteller, for All in a Story Productions. Visit me on my website, www.jstetzer.com.